Catlin climbed stiffly from the shadows and looked at the path ahead. 20 feet long and close to 3 feet wide, but with a precipitous drop on either side. She could hear the wind shrieking. Maya stepped lightly out, her mule following as calmly as if they were crossing a bailey. It was her turn. Yet no sooner had she taken her first step than fear caught Catlin in its jaws. She could feel the emptiness, the vast black gulfs of air that yawned around her. She stopped, trembling, afraid to move. The wind screamed at her and wrenched at her cloak, trying to pull her over the edge. Catlin edged her foot backward, the most timid of steps. But the mule was behind her, and she could not retreat. "I am going to die here," she thought. She could feel cold sweat trickling down her back. "Lady Stark," Maya called out across the gulf. The girl sounded 1,000 leagues away. "Are you well?" Catlin Tully Stark swallowed what remained of her pride. I cannot do this, child," she called out. "Yes, you can," the bastard girl said. "I know you can. Look how wide the path is." "I don't want to look." The world seemed to be spinning around her, mountain and sky and mules whirling like a child's top. Catlin closed her eyes to steady her ragged breathing.